different, and I'd like to hear your interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very visual dream, and it was in color. Also, I'd like to know whether you think I had something with MSG, and I wondered whether that had anything to do with it, because sometimes it could.
With MSG?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So let me tell you the dream. I was coming down. I was in a hotel, I guess, and I found myself in a big room with lots and lots of people standing in line, senior citizens waiting to get breakfast. It was like 6:30 in the morning. It was a big, winding, long line, and I was amazed to see how well procured, the women were at that hour. I don't remember how I was dressed, but I do recall that I remembered my hair being a mess. And as much as the people were there, all of a sudden they were gone. And I went back into the elevator to go up to my room. And when the door opened, I found myself outside in this great expanse, a big, wide stairway with people at different sections of it, beautiful green grass. And I noticed this man dressed in a black suit with a black, well-groomed beard. And I said, "Where am I?" I was waiting to get out of my hotel room, into my hotel room. And he said, "Well, that hotel's been partially destroyed for 10 years. Look over there." And I looked straight ahead, and I could see that it was partially destroyed. It was a white stucco building with a brown, roof, and it was partially destroyed. And then my attention turned to this person, very tall, very thin, and from the face down to about the waist, it was covered over with a blue veil type of covering, sort of like pointed at the top and going down over the waist, veiled and not really sequined, but sort of like veiled. And when I woke up, I remembered the entire dream. I never wrote it down, and this was about 3 days ago, and I still remember every single detail.
Mm-hmm. And that's how the dream ended. Just you remembered the blue veiled covering.
This person was a very tall, skinny person with a blue-veiled covering, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Blue's my favorite color, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Are you married?
No, not at the present.
Do you date?
Not too much.
Would you like to date more?
With the right person, yes.
Uh-huh. how old are you, Barbara?
47.
Leave your number with the producer.
No.
All right.
You see, what do all these senior citizens represent to you? What do they mean to you, senior citizens?
Well, senior citizens are older people, but I couldn't put any significance on that part of the dream.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself an older person?
Oh no, not in the least. I get younger by the year.
You do get younger by the year.
And I look very young.
Uh-huh. You see, in the beginning of the dream, you're in a hotel room. A hotel room is something temporary. It's not something permanent. And you're with a lot of people. They're senior citizens waiting to get breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Women that are coiffured. And your hair is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you make of that? All of these senior citizen women are coiffured. They're all standing in line very orderly. And your hair is a mess.
Well, I know that for the last couple of years, my life has been in a mess and has been slowly straightening out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the way to get it straightened out is to get out of this hotel.
Well, I have.
When did you start getting out of this hotel? Approximately when?
Well, almost 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think now, at this time, you're ready to get into a larger expanse. The fact that you're ready and willing to leave and to go outside, and you said the outside had a great expanse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get out often? Are you at home frequently, or do you go out often?
Well, I'm at home by choice, actually.
Why by choice?
Well, because I just started a new business, and I'm putting a lot of effort into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you need to go out more.
I know.
I think you need to get out and to make yourself available. The hotel and the room, it's in partially destroyed. It's really not the place for you. The place for you is outside in this broad expanse. Also, the place for you is to begin to connect to a man. Now, do you make yourself available to men?
I haven't had very many pleasant experiences.
There are probably a lot of women, Barbara, who could relate to that that same statement. It's, you know, my sympathies are with you. Are you ready to now expand, you know, meeting men? Okay. How can you go about doing that?
Well, I've already put an ad in the paper.
Well, here's a chance to advertise. I don't know.
Well, I did. I advertised for a soulmate.
Leave your name with a screen.
Bill, can she mention the newspaper? Okay, that's one way. In fact, I have several single clients that are doing that.
Uh-huh.
And one of them, a woman from... No, it wasn't her. It was a friend of hers from Brentwood whose husband had divorced her. She put an ad. She was Jewish. And she put an ad in the... Oh, she did. Well, you are.
Yes.
She put an ad in the Jewish newspaper. The
Connector.
Well, either the Connector. I think it was maybe connected to the community center on Olympic Boulevard.
That's what I did.
Yeah, and she met the most astounding men. There were several dates, very exciting, stimulating men. That's one way. Another way of doing it, the reason that, I mean, I'm married, I've been married for 30 years, but I have a lot of single clients, and they give me all of this information. They help educate me about the single world. Another good way to do that is to have your friends do the work for you. Tell people that you're now interested in developing a relationship and dating and going out and so on, and let them work for you. I think that's an excellent way to do it. So you seem to have some skills in this. Well, to me, the fact that the dream is in color also means it's a heightened, kind of a heightened emotional experience, and that the dream is very significant. Usually, when you remember the color, it has more importance.
Well, usually, I don't remember dreaming in color.
Yeah.
So I thought about this person being in blue as the person that perhaps I was going to meet, the one that's unknown to me at the present.
Well, that's a possibility. The other thing is that your perception of men, the way you want to relate to men, is still somewhat veiled. There's still, I mean, it's there. You know, the man is saying, look, you can't live there anymore. Come out into the open. Live in this great expanse. Open yourself up. Make yourself available to a relationship. I think that the fact that the man was veiled, that you're still not quite clear, and that there's some uncertainty, is just a little bit lack of clarity right now.
Unclear of what?
Unclear of yourself in relationship to men, and just how you want to go about relating, and how involved you want to be, to what degree you want to be involved, and so on. It, you know, it could be someone that you're going to meet. I don't think so. I think it really has to do more with your attitude towards men right now.
What about the person that I envisioned, you know, that was in black and, you know, all that?
Yeah, well, time will tell. I mean, if it's a psychic dream, you really have to... In fact, one of the best reasons to keep a dream journal is to write down all your dreams and then look back and see what the psychic elements are. Would a tall, thin man... Is a tall, thin man appealing to you? Is a tall...
Oh, you're asking me...
Yes. Is that your image or fantasy of a man tall and thin?
Yeah, not too thin, but...
Well, you know, I would say the dream is very optimistic. You're going in the right direction.
I also felt that the building that was destroyed was the part of my life that was gone, you know.
Definitely the part of your life that was gone. I think it's the part of your life that may be a little bit old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
A little bit... You know, senior citizens, you know, they're not quite as energetic or have as much energy as, you know, people that are younger. So I think that you're leaving that part, that you're putting it behind you. And you're moving out into this direction of relationships. Now, put some energy into it. The way to make it happen is put energy into it, you know. Make yourself, go out and buy two or three new outfits. Make yourself look a little sexy, a little alluring, and
call my producer.
I'm already sexy and alluring. Now, who can...
Well, you know, well, I'll tell you, Barbara, show it off. You know, but I can see one more thing. I can see that you're leaving that attitude that is representative of senior citizen. Everybody's in line. Things are orderly. Things are neat. You know,
that's what the senior citizen
Yeah, right. Now there's a lot more uncertainty. There's a lot more. When you leave go of certainty and alignment, you're out into new possibilities. You're out there with new openness. More things can happen to you. And it looks like you're going in the right direction.
And also, as I was waiting for you for the last hour, I was thinking about the number 10, you know, because the man said, oh, that was destroyed 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was curious to me.
And my life has been going in 10-year cycles. You know, things have been of major consequence have happened to me in 10-year cycles.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like the next 3 years are going to be very interesting ones for you.
It sounds to me like, Barbara, it may have meant that you're a number 10.
All right.
I
told you.
Right. It's a very positive dream.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate talking to you.
All right, Barbara. Good to have you.
Thank you a lot.
And thank you for hanging on to get on. I'm Bill Jenkins, and with me is Dr. Arthur Bernard.
But don't even record it. Just stay up for 10 minutes, and it will be imprinted. You will remember it in the morning.
All right.
If you go to bed within 10 minutes, before the 10 minutes time, the dream is lost. It's not imprinted. Stay up for at least 10 minutes and run it through your mind many times. You won't even have to record it. You'll remember it.
Okay, Jennifer?
That's good advice. I'll try that.
All right. Thank you.
Let us know how it worked out.
I have a question.
Make it quick.
When you have a recurring dream, I have a recurring dream that's been going on for like 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that indicative of something that I haven't resolved in
yes.
all of these years?
Yes. Generally, there's a certain resistance to resolving that particular issue. You know, the message keeps coming, and you keep dealing with whatever the conscious situation is, you keep dealing with it the same way. There's a certain resistance, and that's the type of dream you really need to work on.
Okay.
So your work's cut out for you.
Right.
Thank you very much for checking in with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Open Mind.
We all live with pain, and like me, you've probably...
Midnight Mark. Tom Hall will be here. Be sure to join Tom. Next week, Tom Bearden and John Bedini with me. 2 weeks from now, Jay-Z Knight will be in studio, and Ramtha, and for those of you that are Ramtha fans, you'll want to be aboard and see what Ramtha has to say to you. Dr. Arthur Bernard, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Again, telephone number and address, Hal, we can get in touch with you if you want to. Next time I have one of those silly dreams, I'll never stop. Over and over all the time.
Or even if you have problems with your wife. The address is 14724 Ventura Boulevard, Sherman Oaks, and the telephone number is area code 818-990-5490.
All right. Thank you very much. And
my
if we
pleasure.
Learned anything, we learned that we need to pay attention to the dreams because they are tools. And what they can unlock for us and do for us, most people don't seem to realize. Thank you for your work in bringing that to our attention and showing us how to do it.
Thank
See you.
You
next week.
Thank you very much.
Radio 79.